Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Art Shop Viber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Wendy Harbinger.
Hi, Wendy. How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm just shopping around for internet services, and that's my reason for calling. I got a flyer. I got a mail or a mailed fi a flyer in the mail a couple
Okay.
days ago, and yeah, so I'm calling about that.
All right, no worries. Did you have any questions?
It is just internet, right? It's not bundled with cable and phone. It's just
No.
straight internet for streaming.
Correct. We offer only internet service, and we offer a internet landline service as well for 25, but typically our main focus is the internet and phone. We don't offer any
Yeah, no,
TV
that's all
service.
I'm looking for. Yeah, I'm just looking for internet. And I see equipment is included. What's an ONT?
So that's our modem. We call it an ONT.
Okay.
It's the modem that gets all the network
Okay. And
information and then the router.
what's the router for? Is that
So the
going up
router
with
is,
the modem?
yes, in a sense, yes. So we provide both of those. The router function is to disperse that internet signal wirelessly.
Okay.
So you know how
This
your
is one
phone can
reason I
connect
want
to
to
the internet?
switch. This is one reason I want to switch is because I'm only getting like every other word that you're saying on my phone. I don't know if you can hear that on your end, but it breaks up like this. So
I
anyway,
do apologize.
let's see. And it's $69 a month for 2 years and the auto pay thing.
Correct. So if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and then paperless billing, that
Okay.
is where you get the $10 account you have,
Okay, and
$69.99.
you're up and running at my particular address?
Well, let me go ahead and verify your address if that's okay with you.
Sure. Hopefully my phone holds out during that time.
Okay,
It's 192 Washington Avenue, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
thank you very much for that. Let me go ahead and look that up. Got it. And so we are able to service now. Is this location a home or business?
It's no business, just a home phone.
Just home.
I mean, yeah, just home.
So did you want to add the phone service as well, or?
No, I just bought a unit from along with a SIM card from Consumer Cellular right before I shopped internet, so
Okay, no
not at the
worries.
moment anyway. Yeah.
And so we're interested in the 1 gig, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately how large is your home, please?
Square foot wise, probably, I don't know, 1,200 square feet. It's not a big house.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is just in case, in the event that you feel that you need a Wi-Fi extender, we offer those as well.
A Wi-Fi extender. Oh, you mean to get
Yes.
TV upstairs?
No, it's not necessarily just that. It's actually to have the wireless signal, the wireless internet signal, reach those hard-to-reach places. If you notice that in some parts of the house you get less of a signal or less of a strength of a signal, that's where a
Uh-huh.
Wi-Fi extender may end up being good for you at that point.
Well, I'm wondering if that's why my phone's breaking up right now. I'm going to switch to the other phone. Let's see. Yeah, this might be better. Yeah, because when I walked into the kitchen, that static kind of went away, so never noticed that before.
Yeah, so it could just be the distance from the phone to the base, at least for the
Uh-huh.
phone part. For the Wi-Fi signal, like if you have like an Amazon Smart, like Alexa, or if you have like a Google Home, Nest, for example, sometimes like
I don't
in
have
my
any of that.
kitchen, Like, I have one in my kitchen, and I've noticed that sometimes it's a little bit harder for me to have Wi-Fi signal in my kitchen, and it's probably because my kitchen is an addition, so it's got all the outer building materials blocking the kitchen from the rest of the house.
Right. Well, maybe mine would work better if I put the modem where I could see it. It's in the spare room behind a bunch of things, yeah.
Oh, my, okay, yeah, and I mean, our tech would be more than happy to go ahead and take a look and help move that modem spot over to, you know, somewhere that's more accessible and also more generally centrally located to get the strongest
right.
Wi-Fi signal possible. Absolutely.
And the $69 is for the 1 gig. And what about, I think it says the taxes.
So taxes and fees are included.
It's just the $69.99 for 2 years?
Correct. Yep. So it's $69.99 every month for 2 years.
Yes.
No contracts.
Wow.
Yep. So it's no contracts. You get 1,000 megabytes per second download speed. You also get 1,000 megabytes per second upload speed, and your download will not affect your upload, and your upload won't affect your download. So it's called, we call it symmetrical. So you have the same speed, so you can upload as many photos as you want that will not interfere with if you're downloading or watching a movie.
Wow. How can you guys afford to do it for $69? Everybody else is like, the cheapest one I found was Earthlink, and they're $94.
Yes.
Equipment too.
We also handle all of our own equipment as well. So we may order our routers and get those shipped to us, but we also maintain all of our fiber lines.
Have you... because I never heard of you guys. You're fairly new, right?
Yeah. So as far as to the public, we are fairly new. The difference is that we've actually been in business for actually a few years now. But we wanted to make sure everything was set up and strategically done so that we can make sure that we get all the permits to do the construction, because we have to lay down the fiber cables underground. So we've been at this for a little bit, but now we've finally started providing service.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that all new lines, well, I've noticed that someone is laying new lines in, I live in the village, so, you know, it's kind of a house.
Yeah, we're kind of all over
yeah.
the place in the village.
Are you of this town? Yeah.
Well, I'm familiar with Saugerties. I actually know it quite well.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, the other great part is that we're headquartered in Kingston. So all
that
of us are locals.
Great. Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. That really does change things. And I need to order, it says, by July 31st to get this deal, correct?
Absolutely, yes. So what that is also we include the installation for free as well. We don't charge you to come out and help you with the installation.
Right. Well, most things, you know, with cable anyway, they just give you the equipment. Nobody ever comes
and they
to the
make
house.
You, yeah, exactly. They make you set
right.
it up now. No, we actually have our techs come out to the home. We verify that everything is working properly. If you have any questions about how to set up or access your Wi-Fi, we can help you with the app as well, because there is a mobile app called HomePass that we can set you up with for your Wi-Fi access. And those are actually pretty handy too, that little app. You can change your Wi-Fi password, your Wi-Fi name. You can select which devices you want access to the Wi-Fi. And if, say, for example, my kids, if my daughter decides she's going to misbehave, I can just go into the HomePass app and disable all of her devices.
Oh, I wish they would have had that 40
I
years
know.
Ago, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. And it's very, very handy. So, I mean, you can have a specific password for when guests come over, and you give them that password so you don't ever have to, like, worry about your main password. I mean, there's
so much
that you can do with the HomePass app now.
My question, I guess it's kind of a silly question, but
there's
I
no
wonder,
such thing as silly questions.
I've always had Spectrum. It used to be Cablevision, and
back then it was Time Warner too.
Time Warner, yes, that's what it used to be. I always call it Cablevision.
Well, that's because Cablevision was managing Time Warner and Optimum in the Hudson Valley. That's why.
Oh, and they were Optimum as well, because that's a separate company now, right?
So Optimum has always been its own company, but Cablevision in the Hudson Valley has been managing both.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
So Optimum is listed as an option. There's only 6 providers in this area is what the internet tells me. And Optimum
in Dutchess, when I first moved up here from the city in 2007, we used to go to the Cablevision office over in Dover Plains because that is what they were. You had the Cablevision name on the cable box. Even though we were Optimum.
Oh, yes. And they charge you per month for that box.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And one for each TV. They're making a freaking fortune.
Absolutely.
Know?
That's why we also include our equipment in the price, too, because we don't want any surprises.
Wow.
We like to be as transparent
Earthlink,
as possible.
That's great, because I just got off the phone with Earthlink, who charges $79.99 for their equipment, plus shipping and handling.
Wow.
And $94.50 per month for, she insisted it was 300 gigs. I said, that can't be real because it says 300 on the internet, MP, whatever it is.
Mbps, that's megabytes per second, yeah.
Megabytes, I know conversions working in the healthcare industry, it's usually, mega to giga to me implies 1,000 times, right?
She exactly
said, no,
right.
No, it's 300 gigabytes. I said, okay, I'll have to call you back.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so sorry that they were probably a little confused. I mean, not to speak on their part, but absolutely,
right.
Giga does mean 1,000.
Yeah, thank you, because I didn't want to argue with anybody, but, that's what they were saying. But anyway, my question is, I've been paying, my bill with Spectrum now is $185, that is for phone, TV, and internet, bundled price.
That's better than what I was getting. I was getting almost $300 a month.
Really? I know my sister says hers is over 200. It's like a car payment. It is,
It definitely starts
ridiculous.
Feeling that way. But that's why we also want to make sure that, we have something that's easy, it's affordable, and you know what you're paying every month. That there's never going to be a change on that.
The thing is, I have favorite channels that I watch on Spectrum, and they're going to go away then probably, right?
Yes, unless you have a streaming app that has those channels.
Okay.
Like, for example, me, I have HBO Max. And
uh-huh.
It does occasionally when TNT hosts or shows the live hockey game that I want to watch, I can watch it on Max. Which is great because some apps actually have live channels, but they may not have all of the options that you're looking for. So I would definitely do some research on which apps have which channels. Also, if you have a smart TV, some channels may also be included free on those smart TVs. Like I have Samsung and I get free music channels. I have free channels that show specific shows. And I mean, I don't watch them very often, but I usually just
there.
Use Netflix and Hulu. Yeah, they're there if I need it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But I, I'm sort of a.
And I do know that they have Cheddar News. Oh, yeah. I mean, I will tell you. Max and Netflix are actually, and Hulu are pretty good apps for if you like the true crime series, the docuseries, or if you like true crime movies. They have a lot of those.
I always refer to it as murder porn kind of channel, but I got this new TV called a Hisense. I don't know if...
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with Hisense.
And it doesn't support the Spectrum app, so I had to, it still does not support it. I had to use a different cable for that.
Oh, yeah.
I did get it. But the apps that are available here... it looks like I probably could get the ID channel or Oxygen on some of these. I'll have to look and see.
Absolutely, and there's no issues with that. You can definitely take a look to see what apps they offer or that they accommodate on those TVs, and
yeah.
You will definitely be able to subscribe to those, whichever ones you want. And the great
yeah.
thing about our internet is it's fast enough to where you won't be seeing any buffering.
That
have you ever had it
awesome.
Where, like, in the middle of a movie and it just kind of stops and you get that spinning circle?
Yes, and then the picture freezes and gets blurry. And
yes.
That's the reason I'm calling around, because it's happening
Absolutely.
More and more.
Especially yeah, and I've noticed that a lot, too. Like, and
yes.
the great thing is like, with 1,000 megabytes per second speed, you're not going to have that issue.
I thought that, in a way, and I hate to think this way, that it was deliberate to get you to pay that extra 20 for higher speed per month.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't
know.
That's something I can't really speak on.
Right. No, I shouldn't either, so I'll just drop that.
No, that's okay.
Okay, let me just do that this afternoon. I'm going to – oh, my God, I can't believe it's this late in the day. But I am going to look for that, and before I commit, I'm going to look for that, because this seems like the best thing I have found in
Absolutely.
The 3 hours that I've been on.
Oh, no,
today.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's been 3 hours.
It's been 3 hours, yes.
Oh, I know how intensive research can be. I
know.
Heaven knows I've
but
done it.
Now's the time to turn on the television and start just staring and chilling and seeing what's on.
Absolutely. But I typically just stream anyways. I just have my couple of subscriptions that I pay for every month, and it ends up being cheaper. Like, I recently had the cable TV, and I didn't even have a cable box. That was the crazy part. But I had gotten a TV package, and it brought my bill up so much, like almost three times what it was. So
really,
yeah, I've noticed that's been pretty intensive. So at this point, I'm just at that point of like, okay, when it comes to hockey season, I'm just gonna have ESPN Plus, and that's it.
Right, and stick to that. Yeah, it's funny too, because I just looked at my cable bill and how they itemize that, you know, with the bundling, and I just got off the phone with Consumer Cellular because my phone was costing me a lot, the cell phone was, and I signed up for this modem that you can connect your home phone to, and I was going to call Spectrum and say cancel the phone. It's only $20 a month that I'm paying extra on that, but it's $85 for internet, and I'm just pissed about it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to call you back.
Since
it's local, and will I get such a nice you again?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's
a
few of us here, but, uh-huh. I mean, we are all basically the same. We all love to be kind and, you know, humanized, unlike, you know, other cable companies. I've heard so many automated, you know, like, they have to follow certain things, and they can't really discuss outside of things, and it's...
Right.
We want that human connection, and we want that, you know, community integration, because that's what we're here for. We're here to show the community that, hey, we've been X amount of years, basically the entire time, without fiber.
Yes,
and now we're bringing it to you. You have an option. You have that choice. You have the capability of updated technology. Because, I mean, I live in the middle of nowhere, and I still have dead zones. No matter what cell phone
company. Over planes, I'm thinking, I know the nowhereness of between New York and Connecticut, practically, right?
Oh yeah, but the crazy thing is like, you know, you no matter what cell phone company, and they are always adding new cell phone towers, but we still have a huge dead zone. Even Rhinebeck, some companies you barely get a signal with.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've noticed it myself.
I worked as a visiting nurse, and I can tell you that connectivity, that issue has frustrated the hell out of me. Because
absolutely.
My territory was Woodstock and above. And if I got to Mount Tremper, God forbid somebody has an emergency. It happened several times. Or my car breaks down.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's kind of a scary situation. So that's why we want to be able to bring at least, you know, the internet side of things. We want things to be a little bit faster. We want that connectivity. We want to bring the newer technology and equipment into play and give people an option.
Yes, yes.
Especially because fiber cables, we basically create them. And then when we lay them down, what happens is that the internet comes through with the data. And it's through light pulses.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not coaxial. It's not the copper. We emit the data through light pulses. All of our sites that we have as like, you know how like Central Hudson, they have their little like substations. We have our own sub-sites as well. And those also have backup generators. I mean, high-end like generators. Kind of like what the hospitals have, so that you don't lose the connection if the power goes out. So if you guys have like a generator, like for your home, when the power goes out. But I'm saying for those that do, or those who have like a backup battery situation, you will at least still remain connected, even if it's a really bad storm that took down some of the Central Hudson poles.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
And the even better part is that we are also, we bury our cables. So you're not really going to see them up on the poles very much.
Well, I like that fact because in Europe, you don't ever see any lines or poles. They're just, they don't exist because they buried them. The same with the garbage.
Exactly.
They do the same thing. And I love the idea, you know. But I'm going to really look and take notes on what channels and apps are available to get to those.
Absolutely. That would be the best thing. That way you can watch your favorite things. I don't know if Netflix has, like, a list of the different stuff that they offer. Sometimes you have to, like, go through, like, a free trial and kind of see what's on there, and they're always ever-changing. But definitely check out the apps.
Yeah. I've got Prime Video, Netflix.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
YouTube and Freevee. And look at, I just found Amazon Live Shopping. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They also have Amazon Fresh, by the way.
Amazon Fresh? What is that?
It is.
Oh, my God.
They're another company that's evolving. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and they actually have locations. They have physical locations, too, which is kind of surprising.
No kidding. And obviously delivery.
Yes, but I don't know if they have a location close enough to be able to offer all those deliveries like Instacart does, but but definitely worth looking into. I haven't really done much research on that. But yeah, those are all apps that, you know, would provide streaming services, and hopefully you find your favorite shows on there, and at least with us you won't have any buffering.
yes. Okay, I'm going to call you back.
Okay, no worries.
I'm hesitating for this reason, and I would feel foolish, so I'll call you back.
Absolutely, and we'll be available anytime.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is CJ.
CJ, nice talking to you, CJ.
Nice speaking with you as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
right.
Wendy.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, Wendy. You as well.
All right.
And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week as well if I don't hear from you.
Thank you. The heat broke, and that has made the difference. So
absolutely. That storm kind of helped.
Whoa. Yes, it did. It was, exciting on top of it.
Absolutely. You got to have a little bit of excitement in life. Well, again, thank you so much for calling Archtop Viber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.